This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Chris from Boston. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. So going back to the whole Jaylen Brown thing.
Yeah.
If we are to get a clear picture as to where his mindset is, both Wick and Brad, after the season, need to sit down with him and tell him, listen, do you want to be traded? If so, where do you want to go? If you don't, here's the contract extension or here's the max, and then to let him choose. That way, whatever blowback happens, at least Wick and Brad can be like, listen, this is what happened. This is what we did. Like, some form of clarity. You know what I mean? I think both parties are looking for that at that point.
I don't know that that's going to work. I mean, unless you don't believe. Do you believe Wick Grosbeck when he said in February on this show that he personally went to Jaylen Brown and said the trade rumors are nonsense, you're not a part of them? Like, do you believe that?
I do, because Brad was on with TNR a few months ago. And actually last year, I lied, when this whole thing first started. And he even said, he's like, I get phone calls from teams inquiring on everybody.
So,
including Jaylen Brown, including JT.
If Wick did that, if you believe what Wick said on this show, he did that. That apparently didn't satisfy. That didn't solve the problem for Jaylen Brown. Like, Jaylen, it's a lingering issue for Jaylen Brown that he was even brought up in a trade discussion at any
because
point.
I think Jaylen knows better. I think Jaylen understands that, there probably are teams calling about him. But he also understands, and I think this is where he has the issue, and I don't think it's going to work with the contract. He also believes that the team is picking up the phone and calling other teams to see about trading for their players.
But doesn't that mean they know who Jaylen is and they know he's unhappy here? He's tried to establish roots. It hasn't worked, and he's not going to sign the long-term extension here. So then isn't it just smart business for Wick Grosbeck and Brad Stevens to get value back before he leaves for nothing?
Yeah, but shouldn't they all be on the same page about that?
But they're not, because, see, the easiest thing for Jaylen is for them to trade him. Because even if they sign him, the Celtics have already shown that if there's a better option that becomes available, even if he signed the max deal, they would entertain trading Jaylen Brown. So why would you want to be here, even if they did give him the max deal?
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.